Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya
959. Speaking of oops, I don't know what Tukulenini driving around Eguruleni. So there was a news report that came out last week that the city of Eguruleni is unable to issue, process, and capture traffic fines. I don't know if this is good news. I know for a lot of people it's good news.
So when you say to issue, that kind of means that traffic cameras, but also if they stop me, they cannot actually issue me a ticket.
Yeah, they can't retrieve fines. Cause so they had a system. The Eguruleni Metro Police Department had a system, and a system provider, Sintel, that was managing and just the whole process of issuing, processing fines.
Yeah.
And their contract ended in September of 2024. Yes.
Okay.
And there hasn't been a new service provider. I believe Eguruleni is going to do it in-house now. But I don't have all the answers. Somebody who's got all the answers who's just joined us right now is Chief Information Officer at City of Eguruleni, who's on the line, Mloko Munyepau. Good morning, Puti.
Morning, Sol. Morning, listeners.
Morning,
Pop.
Morning.
Thank you, sir. I would just need some clarity on what exactly is happening. If I'm a driver in Eguruleni, is it true that, firstly, there was a contract that ended by a third-party supplier? This is Sintel that was issuing and managing your fining system. And also, what is happening since then and now? Are people not getting fines on the road, even if we are breaking speed limits, etc.?
So we were surprised by the news, the article that came out over the weekend. I wish also from my side that the MPD was unable to give us tickets, because I've got tickets for December for speeding and other things that I need to pay. Maybe I must go and dispute them, because I've got tickets for December. The contract ended. Yes, the contract of Sintel ended in June initially. It was extended for 3 months. Actually, internally, they wanted to extend it for 6 months. And the accounting officer says, we are ready as a city to take over. We had hired internal people for a while, not just for 1 year. There have been internal people that were there, but the entire service was outsourced. So we've been building capacity internally as a city of Eguruleni, and especially from ICT point of view. There's lots of systems that we own that are owned by the city. And every time we go live with those systems, the current service providers that were actually part of these things just goes to the media and tarnish the city. And it's been a norm. Every time we go live with a new system, that's the norm. And Sintel was extended for 3 months until September. Mm-hmm. They said that they actually occupied our center for another 3 months until December, saying that their contract has not ended. There was disputes. And unfortunately, as a city, we must follow due processes. It was legal. There's still legal issues that are continuing between Sintel and the city of Eguruleni, because we had to actually force them out in December. So then that's when we actually implemented our system. But I can tell you, maybe some of the Eguruleni people might need to call in and tell you that they have actually received fines.
So in a nutshell, what you're saying is that Sintel is no longer there as an outsourced entity, but you have now insourced to make sure that you can still give out or issue out traffic fines.
We have our own systems with more features than what Sintel had. You can pay via WhatsApp. You can pay via your internet. You can pay via the banks. Those are the system is there. I can send you a WhatsApp number. You'll see that number 5 is fines. You can go to the fines on WhatsApp and pay for the fines. We are issuing fines. I can send you a report that I bought. Well, every day we get a report, especially when we go live with the system. I get a report in terms of how many fines were captured on a daily basis. I've got those reports. So I'm surprised when people are saying they were not cannot capture fines.
Okay, Pramanya Pao, so you're saying that now the handling and processing of, and management essentially of these fines is internal, but what prompted you guys to move away from third-party providers?
The cities started to struggle financially due to people are not working. And remember, we get money from revenue from people that are working that must pay for rates and taxes. If there's no rates and taxes, we are unable to service some of the our citizens. We are unable to service some of the these systems. Remember, each and every system, special services from external service providers on a yearly basis, they increase due to CPI and other things. But from the software point of view, the minimum that we get is 20%. And mind you, remember how many systems we have in the city. And if we continue 20%, we'll end up at 2 billion, 3 billion for just licenses. There's some licenses that we pay 50 million every year. And it's increasing just for that one system. So we've taken a stand that we can build our own systems. We can that we own that are not licensed. There are some that we cannot, unfortunately, we cannot insource. But most of our systems that we have now we are insourced, and we don't have that issue of whenever the city is struggling a little bit, we cannot pay for licenses, especially for licenses, then the system gets switched off or the service stops. And we can service our citizens. We are focusing more on service delivery. The money that we get at the city, we must focus it on potholes and other things rather than on technology. But technology, we need it to ensure that we reduce costs also.
Okay. Yes. Pramanya Munyepao, lastly, look, it's always encouraging to hear that our organs of state are trying to save money as much as possible. How much is this exercise going to save the city money since you're moving away from a third-party provider?
I can give you a ballpark figure of we're paying Sintel about 4 to 5 million every month. At the moment, as we speak, we haven't paid anyone any cent. The only thing that we'll pay is WhatsApps, if you're using WhatsApp, which is 2 rand, and 2 rand per transaction. But we were paying Sintel 7 rand per transaction, and plus also for capturing, also for all those things. We are not paying those anymore. We have our internal resources that are cheaper resources than Sintel, our source resources, and they are, most of them are from Ekurhuleni. So the money will be rotating through Ekurhuleni. So the same people that we hired, they will be paying for services within Ekurhuleni. So the money, it's a value add for us. Rather than outsourcing it to somebody, maybe the money will be sometimes getting out of the country, going to international service for international countries.
Yeah. Now, Pram Munyepao, thank you so much for your time. That is Moloko Munyepao, Chief Information Officer at the City of Ekurhuleni, clarifying to us that they are issuing fines. In fact, if you are a motorist in Ekurhuleni, have you been receiving fines? And what he's saying, is it true? Are you able now to pay and get your fines through WhatsApp? Do give us a shout.
To run the WhatsApp session, daylight robbery. I know. You can get up to about 61 cents per session, per WhatsApp session. I want to know who's ripping them off now.
I've been trying to pay my ticketing in Trolley Primrose from January, trying to pay it. Go pay CT, it says it's invalid. Even on my FNB app, I can't even pay it. So I should let the system I say, Ben, see?
I don't know about Pay City, but Munye Pao, who joined us earlier on, he did say that they've got a new WhatsApp facility that will facilitate in issuing of your fines or to see your fines. The WhatsApp number, I have it in front of me, it's 060-667-7177. That's 060-667-7177. Just start a conversation and then you're going to be prompted, because there's different, it seems like it's an overall Ekurhuleni number that covers more than just the trafficking services.
Hey Solomon. I'm fair to Pramunya Pao. Now it explains why umuntu nje for the last couple of 4 months angasatholi ama speeding ticket. Hey, sebenzi lento lezi. Hey, kurulela kusebenzi. Hey, uphamanyapa angazosishaya la. How is just nje uze lapha studio nje just to do PR ukuthi singa abuse the system yabo. Ayasebenzi. Aye, now we know. Hey, Tapra. And it's a morning, Amampela. Ha! You've just made my man.
Wow.
So, Pramanya Pao also gave us a WhatsApp number, right? He said this is the WhatsApp number they use. It's 060-667-7177. And I went to go test it out. I said hi to the number, and then the usual message, hey, this is your virtual assistant. And it seems like it's a general number for Ekurhuleni services. But number 5 in the options, it's view notices, in brackets, traffic. So I chose number 5. And then it says, how would you want us to retrieve your information? I gave them my ID number, and then it says, select your fines. And I did click, and there was a list of fines, and they seem to be listed chronologically. And I chose, I've got, I'm a fine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 fines.
Does it give you an overall total?
It doesn't. Okay. However, within those fines, you can see that the speed limit is 60. Yeah. Labing Humber, let me not say.
I haven't seen the article about the traffic fine system, but I can attest that I got my fine in January. I received my fine, 425 rand, and I remember the day I was over the speed limit. I remember vividly because I was driving from my sister's place. So nah, the system is still there and operating. We are getting our fines, and yeah.
You got your fine in Jan, but is it a fine from Jan? I want to find out, are people getting their fines after September when this contract ended?
Hi, Sol. Hi, Yasebenza. Sol, nami ngiyavuma. Hi, Yasebenza. Le day, ngoba phela khona kune SMS engilokuyithola la. Hey, ayipheli moya le SMS. I'm sure every month I get that SMS. Yes. Tigit.
I think I've been fined like for just small things. Every time I'm on the road and the fines are flying all over. So for me, it's like it has become even more difficult than as it used to be before. That you can beg the officer and they can let you go, but now they are fining like no one else's business.
Okay, it seems like the system is working just fine. If you want that WhatsApp number once again for Ekurhuleni to get and retrieve your fines, it's 060-667-7177.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.